The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the 5th of July, 2018. Yeah, 1998. Lots changed since yesterday. Hey, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here in studios this morning, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 5th. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service and an expanded walk-in humidor. Yeah. So good morning there, Bad Bob. I see you survived the fireworks.
I stayed at home. Brenda was working yesterday, actually, down at the Cal Fire Academy in Ione. So
double time.
Well, I'm not sure what the federal. I think she got overtime for that. Don't care. She's got 6 months. She don't care.
Yeah, but who's counting, right?
Yeah.
That means we have 6 months.
She was serving, teaching the up-and-coming class of firefighters, wildland firefighters, about how to stay out of problems. So you're looking out the window. Is there something?
No, I'm not looking out the window. I'm looking at the temperature.
It's 59 degrees.
Oh, my God. That's the only thing I was looking at. Well, I'm glad she's safe.
Enjoy
and everything.
It while it lasts.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're only looking for
gosh.
A hot...
Oh, my gosh. You know, usually I leave that look on my face for some guy standing out there pulling his shirt up, usually, and scratching his belly, or a woman doing the same thing. I kind of get kind of my eyes a little wider. I'm looking out there, see what's going to happen next. But this one, I looked up. I thought somebody had actually written it down wrong.
It's going to be 92 degrees today. Low this evening of 67, not getting quite good. Actually, this morning, when I awoke, because I always have the window open, it was actually breezy. I was feeling like I wish I had... You know, a blanket to pull over because it was really cool.
I actually pulled my jacket on when I drove to work in the open Jeep. You know?
Exactly. And then tomorrow, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 92, low in the evening at 65. On Saturday, a high near 98 and a low of 69. Sunday, warming back up again, sunny and hot with a high near 100. And 70 on Sunday night, and on Monday back up 101, Monday night 72, and into the just low 102s for the next week.
You know what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and it's Thursday, and I love Thursday.
It's Thursday, so glad Trish is here. Now, we watched the fireworks last night from inside our house because we can see the fireworks. You know, you've been in our place. It looks over the city, and you can see it. And the dog starts off first with the, and then it starts just bark, 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 bark. It ends up with me. She comes over. She never comes when you call her. She'll get to, like, 5 feet
very
from you.
Offended.
Sometimes, unless you want something, unless you have a treat in your hand.
Looks up at you like an Ewok.
Yeah, she's really treat-oriented. So, but she came over, and I picked her up, put her in my lap, and she stayed there the whole time. And she was watching this thing. And she every so often reached up and want to lick my face. Like, okay, I'm not sure what this is. But it was a great, great fireworks display. And we had the music on, playing. And here's the thing is, this is put on by the McConnell Foundation. And we're trying to figure out how much they spend on that, because everybody says it's like $60,000 or $70,000 every year, and then now we're saying, but they were saying that 10 years ago, so it's got to have gone up, I would think.
I remember when we first started with the fireworks down in the city of Anderson. You know, for years, the city of Anderson was the one that put on the fireworks display down at the Anderson River Park for many many years. That was where the 4th of July
Anderson
celebration
explodes.
Was. Right. No, before Anderson explodes.
Okay.
This was, and Redding wasn't doing fireworks at that time. I'm talking back in the 70s and 80s, and the celebration was down at the Anderson River Park.
Okay.
Back in the back there behind where the Kimberly Clark Grove is. At any rate, but at that time we were spending probably $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 for fireworks, And over the years, it's just progressively gone up. I don't know. I think that the budget for Anderson Explodes now is up over $60,000.
Well, you know what? Who pays for that?
The community raises that.
Raises the money.
And they do have sponsors now. I believe that McConnell actually has jumped in and given some money. I think Sierra Pacific has given some. And I know that they do have some corporate sponsors now over the last few years. But they still raise the bulk of the money through community, the Anderson Explodes Committee.
Okay.
And it was a really nice celebration as well. You know, it's really nice that with the fire dangers and everything, that both of them, the winds finally died down for both evenings, July 3rd and
we,
the 4th.
We thought the 3rd. Yeah, we thought on the 3rd, because the way wind was blowing, that could have just...
Well, and they were ready to cancel at a moment's notice. And as a matter of fact, they did cancel the car races because of the fire camp that was out there at the Jefferson District Fairground.
Okay.
And so, but they did go forward. And that's nice that both communities were able to have really nice celebrations. And they're both very family oriented.
Oh, they are.
And so, in fact, I know they just did a little bit of a shout out because the Elks Lodge had a real busy day yesterday with a lot of family stuff. I was really encouraged to see a lot of the grandkids, and the place was just absolutely packed
with people
enjoying fun entertainment.
Well, also last night, if you went to the Colt 45's game, the game started an hour early. And then because that gives people time then after the game to go on out, put all their blankies out or whatever, just sit in the stands and watch it from right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's over, you don't have this long wait to get out of there. You just get your car and drive home.
And you can see
from there, and that's great, too.
Well, there's so many venues from all over Shasta County where you can see the fireworks without being anywhere near the locations. As long as you're just a little higher. You're in good shape.
I know. I think there's people that come down, and where we live is on the other side is a parking lot from a business, a small lawyer's place. And I think I've heard people down there before pull in, take their chairs out, and watch from there, and they get in and they leave. So you're seeing it all. You're not right underneath it. We've been underneath it several years. You know, down
I've been at Ground Zero.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
Point.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were there when we were emceeing it. We'd be sitting right there. And, I mean, the things are exploding right over you. And the ash is coming down. It smells like a firefight, you know, because of the gunpowder and all that.
Some years ago, when the station I was working at the time was playing music over the air, it was Fred May's Boom Boom Productions out of Hayfork.
Hayfork, mm-hmm. Boom Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was actually the liaison between the radio station and so I got to help load the launchers under careful supervision. They wouldn't let me handle anything bigger than a 3-inch shell because the big ones can, you know, pretty much take your head off. But the technology is still they don't use computers and stuff because they want that human being working the switches so that it can stop if there's a problem. At least that's the way it was then.
Oh yeah, well,
I don't
of course
know
that was 1930 though, man. I think they're using I think they're using computers.
Fred would work out the sequences on a computer, and then there was a voice track that told the firing guy when to throw what switch.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
You only have to be off one.
Yeah.
In Okinawa, 4th of July was a big thing on the bases. It wasn't a big thing for the Okinawans. They didn't really want us there. And I remember one time we were watching, and then they canceled the right in the middle of the show. It just stopped because they were doing it on the other base, and some of their stuff had exploded.
Probably
and hurt some people. And so what they weren't sure of, because of the same guys doing the shooting, if it was bad stuff and they were getting ready to blow us up, too.
Probably the best fireworks I ever enjoyed in my entire life was the year that I was down in San Jose, and it's many years ago. And I had a friend that was a pilot, and we went up over during the fireworks, and they were everywhere. I mean, they had fireworks going in every community, and we just flew around over the top, up around, and what a great spectacle to see all of them in the air.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. In San Diego, I lived on my boat, and I would come into the San Diego, into the bay there, and they had like four rafts out there, barges out all along the bay that they would shoot them synchronized. And I anchored there. We'd all have our boats loaded with people, and there was big parties and all this on.
Yeah.
And watching them go off like that, too, it was
yeah, last year I saw that back in Virginia, Lake Monticello.
Yeah.
Remember when SeaWorld would have them every night during the summer, and after a while it was like, yeah, get it over with. I'm going to go to bed.
Let me tell you that. Because, SeaWorld down in San Diego.
During the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I also lived on the beach down there in a 4-story apartment building. I lived up in the top floor, and I could see those going off at night. And on 4th of July, when I was living there, the whole beach is alive. Fire's going, and fireworks are out there. Yeah. The next morning, I went for a run along the beach, and I tell you what, if you wanted a propane fueled barbecue, it was there. If you wanted coolers, I mean, I didn't have enough arms for coolers. And, the crews were out there. I mean, they have a tractor out on the beach trying to pick stuff. And I didn't see anybody laying there, but towels, clothes, coolers. I mean, everything you can imagine,
you know,
except
with
people
was left.
Who can afford
to do that?
Well, because they probably all plowed, and they think the last guy, he's getting it, and then they go.
I had forgotten about that because we used to have it done at the Anderson River Park for many years, and that was when I had my metal detector business.
Yeah.
And we would go down after with the metal, and I couldn't believe the things that people leave behind after that.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It's dark. They're getting up. They're trying to gather everything together.
Yeah. Who,
I mean, we found all kinds of stuff down there.
You know, 2 days later, somebody goes, "Where's the barbecue? Did you get the barbecue? I thought you were getting the barbecue.
I thought you had the barbecue.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I tell you what, after the, because, you shoot the fireworks off, and then after you got back from the Elk Club, if you remember exactly how you got back, the big thing is just dropping into our Sleep Number bed. Now, I, when I say our, I'm talking about Linda and mine, but then you have a Sleep Number also.
Exactly, and my Sleep Number is 55, and boy, after a long day of just enjoying the sun and the sports, it sleeps like a baby.
My Sleep Number setting is 60, and it's the same thing for me. Just crash in there. And it was just a whole busy day of working around the house, outside, the whole thing. But you sleep so well. And right now, you too can get a Sleep Number mattress, because right now it's the biggest sale of the year. And the lowest prices of the season in the final closeout on Sleep Number Queen C2 mattresses, all with adjustable comfort, of course, now only $599.99. And the way you find that is to go on down to the Target Shopping Center, go into our Sleep Number store that's next to the Vitamin Mart, and then lay down. Let them show you how it feels. Let them show you how it feels to have a, almost a perfect night's sleep. Sleep Number. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and we will be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 59 degrees out there right now, going up to 92. Wow.
Just on the night.
Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons: changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Mott. Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 59 degrees, going up to 92 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Hey, do you know right now you can trade in your eligible monitor unit for a new Toyo Tommy L730 or L60? And you will receive $250 off the purchase of the new unit. That's right. And if you turn it into, if you trade in an eligible monitor unit for an L530, you'll receive $200 off the purchase of a new unit. What about that, huh? And the have a number of different models that this comes through. So what you need to do is you need to call our friends over at SST Oil at 241-1167. Find out how you fit in this. And remember that the early bird discounts on kerosene go through the end of the month. Give them a call, SST Oil, an employee-owned company, 241-1167. Okay, let's go to the phones here. We ready to go with Jim? Jim, good morning. What's up, sir?
Well, I went yesterday morning along with my wife to the big flag up on Bocelli.
Yes, sir.
And I learned an awful lot. I didn't realize that flag was 1,800 square feet.
Yes.
That's as big as our house.
It's bigger than my house.
Land. And I watched as they put it up and the work that goes into taking the other one down and so forth. And, oh, there was a lot of history. I'm trying to think of the man's name that's in charge up there. I know it well, but I can't bring it to mind.
I know who you mean. Yes.
But I was really, really discouraged, along with Norm, a friend of mine, and Ray, that as they were putting the flag up, of course, the two of us or three of us saluted the flag going up, but also they sang the Star Spangled Banner, and almost to a person, not of the other veterans, a couple of were there, didn't salute, and I don't think I saw over four people out of probably 65 or 70 was there that put their hand over their heart in tribute to the national anthem and the flag. I don't think it was on purpose. I think it was just a lack of where they were and what was going on. And no one had reminded them to, as they do out at the Veterans Cemetery, to put their hand over their heart or their ex-service to salute. It really took away from a wonderful morning of putting in, up the new flag. And I came away discouraged, as I know a couple of other people did.
Jim, this is Trish. How about hats? Did they take their hats off?
I'm sorry?
Did they take their hats off?
One person did. The rest just sort of stood there mummified. As I say, there were three of us there that rendered a hand salute. As when the flag started up until it was there up and the men sang the Star Spangled Banner. I will admit, with the road noise and so forth, it was a little bit hard to hear it, but it was there, and everybody had announced, that it was the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with people today, that they're sort of not aware of what's around them. And it was sort of discouraging.
But Jim, you got to look at it like this, though, too. They were there. And, you know, a lot of times people need to be, you know, reminded of things.
Amen. That's true.
And sometimes, you know, if the guy singing the Star Spangled Banner, was it just a cappella and he had no microphone?
Right. It was a cappella, but he did a nice job. And
oh,
it was
I'm sure. But did
recognizable.
Yeah, but did he have a microphone?
No.
Yeah, you know what I would just say is that, and this is not, they were there. They were there to show their support. But sometimes people just need to be prodded a little bit. Please, you know, veterans, please salute. Everybody else, remove your hat and, you know, and put your hand over your chest. I mean, you know, just little things like that, you know, it kind of just like, oh, yeah, triggers their memory. And, you know, so. But just, you know, here's the good thing. Take away the good part. There were people there that were there to see that flag going up.
Which is quite an impressive thing. That flag,
it
as
is.
You indicated, 1,800 square feet, yeah.
It covers up, to put it, you have to transport it in the back of a pickup truck.
It's huge. Yeah. I was a part of one of the times that it was being taken up and down. And I don't remember all the statistics, but I know it's very expensive. It's huge. It's a huge effort that they
and
go
it's
through.
The Breakfast Lions Club that does
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. I make donations to it every year, and I know a lot of other people do too, but
so,
it's quite a community
anyway,
project.
It was a great way to start the 4th of July.
It was.
For sure.
Flag, and the man gave an awful lot of good information about that
Super.
Flag and about other flags that they had raised. So, and the last thing, I put a note in the paper. But we were at the fair with the museum, and we had a table and so forth. And I just have to mention that we gave out flags. In fact, we gave out over 1,200 flags, and most of them to little kids and a few to grown-ups. But almost to a child, they said thank you. Even the little toddlers, the mother would have to remind them, but they would whisper thank you to you,
isn't that great?
That was so rewarding. That
I've noticed that around here. Kids are like that, you know. People are not rude in Reading. I mean, yeah, we've got, you know, there's cases of it, but kids do that. I mean, we got a kid who puts flags on cemeteries and everything.
I watched the Boy Scouts yesterday morning because I had to come down to the station. I watched the Boy Scouts out there bright and early putting the flags along Market Street.
And then they take them down. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you for it, and thanks for what you guys do. And we did have a good 4th of July, and
we're still free.
Some people are really respecting our country.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're still free. We still have liberty.
Amen.
Amen. Okay,
nice
thanks,
to talk
Commander.
To you, Jim.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to get into my
to get into mine.
Did you have a rant, sir?
Boy, do I. You know what? Here, you know what it is? I'm just going to give you a little hint because we're still waiting for Celestina. Now, at 8 o'clock, a lady by, you know, Jamie, named Jamie, who runs the 520, it's a marijuana shop in the city of Shasta Lake. I hope she remembers, and I hope she remembers. And you know what? When you have a holiday in the middle of the week, it throws me way off. I was starting to take the trash out last night. You know, Linda goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm taking the trash out." It's not Sunday, honey. Oh, I knew that. I was just kidding. You know, it's those kind of things that happen. And so, you know what? I didn't put anything on Facebook and stuff like this. And now I'm just wondering, you know, people going to show up?
Traffic was, I think a lot of people flat out took the week because traffic was pretty minimal this
morning.
That's
what the bank was saying. They were extremely busy on Tuesday because they think everybody's just going to take off the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. And if we can, we'll get back with what Hollywood. Hollywood is apologizing for America, and that just set me off. So I can't wait to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, it's only going to be 92 today. You know, when you say it's only going to be 92 today, we're saying it's not 110. So 92 is like, oh, but guess what? 92 is hot.
Anything under 100 I can live with.
Yeah, you know, but they say that. But you know what? Here's what Alliance Heating and Air does. It makes sure that it's working. Come on. It makes sure that your air conditioning's working. 92 is still 92 inside the house. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, been here over 25 years. Their people are all trained on all types of heating and cooling systems, all of them, in fact. Alliance Heating and Air. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
BK careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Light my fire. You know, today it's cool, so you can light that fire to keep yourself warm. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of... No fires. 5th of July, 2018.
Well, there are fires still all the way around it.
59 degrees right now. Probably, you know, 59, 60, somewhere around in there, but it's going up to 92 today, the low of 67 tonight. Hazy. In fact, they've got warnings out because of the fires down in Yolo County. The wind's blowing up here, and it could, you know, cause some problems for elderly people or maybe children. So kind of watching that out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Okay, you know, I saw this stuff over the weekend about Hollywood, you know, Michael Moore. I even hate to use his name. But Michael Moore and all these other Hollywood, quote, stars. So, I mean, I'm just saying celebrities. They're apologizing to the world on the 4th of July for, they're saying for, you know, for our country. You know, they're talking about Trump. Now, it's about Trump, they're saying, but it's not. It's not about Trump. It's for everybody that supported Trump. That's who they're apologizing for. They're not apologizing for Trump. They're apologizing for all those deplorable people that voted for Trump and then support Trump, who voted for him for a variety of reasons, not because of his personality, obviously. But what about those millions and millions, and I'm talking millions and millions and millions of people who voted for Trump, your middle America, your South, your Southeast, your Southwest, out here into the far West, even in California, millions in California supported Trump, and you forget that. And in Washington, in Oregon, and the Great Mountain State, you know, the Rocky Mountain states, all of these people that supported Trump. So, and the Democrats are just saying, oh, you know, deplorable, oh, we're so sorry for Trump. Well, guess what, Democrats? It's your fault. It's your fault. You offered up an old, tired, sick woman who is under investigation by the FBI and by the Senate and by the House over 1,000 different things, who's married to a rapist. Yeah, let's just say it out loud. Married to a rapist, a sexual pervert, who, if under the Me Too movement, would have been tossed out of any job. Out of any job. I don't care who it was. He'd been tossed out of any job. Who perjured himself under oath, was impeached, and we're going to bring him back to the White House. Because she wanted power so badly. So it's not we you should be mad at. It should be you. You all had a variety of choices. You had a guy that used to be the Secretary of the Navy that was running, was in the first couple of debates, and as he rightly pointed out, you know what? You're not asking me questions. You're going back to her. She's getting like 75% of the questions to answer. The rest of us aren't getting anything. And he, you know, if you remember James Webb, and he now this guy, but he's also he was a middle of the road Democrat. He was strong on national defense, but he was a Democrat. He'd been a senator in Virginia, James Webb. Think about this. And they tossed him aside.
Yeah.
And then they – and guess what? Bernie Sanders. You all screwed Bernie. And you get it and as it came out, how many times it, you know, everything was stacked. The deck was stacked against him and all for Hillary because you wanted Hillary in. Well, guess what? The American people spoke. No, we don't want Hillary.
And besides having spoken, that's all past history now because she, yeah, she, you're right. The American people were not going to elect Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people elected Donald Trump because, you know, not because it was Donald Trump, because it wasn't Hillary in a lot of instances. And he was the one that was selected as the candidate for the Republican Party.
And fought a fight and won.
And won. And had he needed to win the popular vote to make that happen, then he would have done his campaigning in those states to get the popular vote. But let's remember that the game is to get the electoral vote, and that's what he did.
Electoral college.
The electoral college.
Because this is a republic. This
that's
is a,
exactly
this
right.
A mob, this is not a mob rule.
That's how you win, and so that's what he did because that was the name of the game. Had he needed the popular vote, he would have gotten that too. But having said all of that, what a great choice we made. I don't believe that any of us, certainly, and I was one pounding the wagon saying you have to elect Trump if for no other reason, as we've said before.
SCOTUS and the judges,
the judges, the ones that needed to be appointed, and we needed to do that, and certainly that's coming to fruition. But, you know, I honestly believe that we could not have selected anyone for this time, this current atmosphere in our United States. I don't think there's anybody who could have weathered the storm against the press, the Democrats, the never-Trumpers, the cesspool of a establishment that we call the swamp or whatever it is there in Washington, D.C. I don't think there's anybody else in the whole world that could step in there and move forward as this man is.
I think
at this time.
If Cruz had been elected, let's just say Cruz or who's the guy from Florida, the Cuban
Marco Rubio.
Rubio. I don't know if Rubio would have been strong enough to stand up against what the press has been doing. However, I also look at it like this. I think if it had been Rubio or Cruz more so than Rubio, if Cruz had been elected. He's also very conservative.
He is absolutely.
They would have come after him. I don't know if they would if everybody would have been as angry as they were Trump.
So
you've got to look at it like this: is they've turned and it's been such a battle because they just don't like Trump. And you know what? He throws them red meat all the time and takes them right off subject. He controls everything they're doing and saying. He's got the celebrities running in circles, biting each other like rabid dogs, and you got the media. Firing media. Oh, there goes another one for lying. Oh, there goes another one for lying. And I mean, obvious lying that he got caught, and so. Trump, you know, you would not have seen this with Cruz or Rubio.
But you know, and these were doing rants.
Yeah.
I am the news. There is no news. I can hardly listen to any newscast because it's always prefaced by, according to an unnamed source, someone who's no longer with the government, out of a private meeting with the president, it has come to light that an unnamed source, not allowed to speak, not authorized to speak.
I know.
With all rumor mill. It's gossip.
And then, you know,
and no substantiation, here's a perfect, here's, and I'm sick to death of it.
And here's the perfect example. I don't watch Morning Joe.
I don't watch any of it.
I tell you what, I do sometimes if I know something's happening just to watch Mika. Just roll around, gnash her teeth, and she starts to drool a little bit out of the right side of her mouth. And this is what she said that one time. This is my favorite. Well, you know what? An unnamed White House source said that the president, he doesn't like living in the White House because he can't watch porn. Excuse me? That's nationwide news? An unnamed source says he doesn't want to live in the White House because he can't watch porn? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And they say, oh, he just sits there and he eats Big Macs all day long. You know what? This is where they're at. This is the level our national news is at. And I sit there and just go, You guys have lost it. I can't watch it. I don't hardly watch any of it.
I can't afford, I mean, I sit there by myself. I pick up something and throw it through my screen. I can't afford the TV.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
News has become opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. That's exactly it. Yeah. It is. It's opinion. And this is why I think this is news. You know, this kind of stuff. Billy Bob, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Trish, I just wanted to chip in and follow up on your statement about our President Trump.
Yes.
And he couldn't have been better picked for this circumstance that we're in right now. And I agree. And way back when it was all got started, I called in and said Donald Trump is going to be the best president America's ever had. And I'm sticking to it. So,
I concur.
I think you're going
to hear. I'm glad to hear your agreement and your dissertation on it this morning. So,
well, you know what? Here's the things that it was right for Donald Trump here, Billy Bob, is think about this. We've moved off the checkpoint for North Korea. You know what? North Korea, nothing's happened in North Korea since really the Korean War. Nothing, except we gave them the opportunity to build nukes under Clinton. Another great job. Now at least some talks are moving forward. Maybe it's not everything you want right at the beginning, but guess what? They move forward. We've got, we have Pompeo who's over there, like his 42nd visit, making this thing work. You have that. You have the economy just skyrocketing in areas. Yes, middle class wages are going up. You're having, you've got
unemployment's down all over, even in
the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanics, everybody.
That's right.
And he's taking on these laws that just don't make sense. You know,
the rules and regulations that he's gotten rid of they're huge. Absolutely huge. Gotten rid of 20. For every new law that's been passed, he's gotten rid of 20 other regulations.
Okay. Hey, let's take a break.
It's incredible.
Let's take a break.
Begin to count all the things he's done.
Bastiani Arms. And here's the other thing, too. This man is a defender of the Second Amendment. And let me tell you something. This this justice he puts on the court is going to save your guns, my friends. It's going to save your right under the Second Amendment. Because the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's about the right to bear arms. And this is one of the, if any reason that many people voted for this man is because who he said, this is my list of people I would put on the Supreme Court. And even Mark Levin, who was trashing Trump back then, when he saw that, he goes, well, you know what? These are really good choices.
Heritage Foundation.
He comes out of Heritage Foundation, but he's sticking to his guns.
Yes,
and you know what? And speaking of guns, Bastiani Arms. That's right. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. Celebrate the 4th of July. Celebrate the Declaration of Independence. Celebrate the Second Amendment. Head on down to Bastiani Arms. These are from me. It's not from him. This is going to be one of go on down there. Find that rifle. Find that pistol. He's got every type that you could possibly want. Great gunsmithing, classes in concealed carry, hunter safety. They've got it all, and their customer service is just outstanding. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Rumors been around, the night takes his time. About the sack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, Professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's about 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, head on down to 1845 California Street, their newest branch, and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's right, Cornerstone Community Bank. All right. Hey, Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well?
Well?
That's a deep subject.
What you got, Charles?
Well, legislature's up to no good.
Okay. Well, we know that. We know that.
Well, specifically?
There's this bill that was reported out of committee that didn't even get a hearing, but because of some arcane Senate rule, the chairman, the Appropriations Committee chair, just decided, okay, let's just do it. The Senate floor as quickly as possible.
So what is it? Come on, don't. I'm holding my breath here. What is it?
AB 2943.
Okay, which is
The one that's supposed to ban. Well, on the surface, it's supposed to ban so-called conversion therapy, although the way it's written, it could ban a whole bunch of
this is the,
stuff, including self-help materials and,
and
you know, if some
the Bible
case down in the Bay Area wanted to push it, I mean, they could even try to attack the Bible itself.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that the way it's written is very poorly done.
Yeah, that's the way it's written.
Well,
but yeah, now it's on the, it's...
It'll pass. It'll pass. You know why? There is no checks and balances down there. None. And you know why? That's because there's no representation for people that feel differently about this in the Democratic-controlled House, or not House, but the Assembly and the Senate. There is none. There is no checks on them. And God forbid, you know what? God forbid Gavin Newsom getting in charge, because even now, as liberal as he is, Jerry Brown does veto some of these things that he just looks at and goes, oh, this is just crazy. But now, the way it is, they can do anything they want. And this is just the beginning. Oh, no, this 931 they're getting ready to pass down there, that every law enforcement agency, and if you are a person who believes that we need law enforcement, you need to fight against this AB 931, which takes away the reasonable when a policeman's in a shooting and it changes reasonable to necessary.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you're going to have policemen killed, or you're going to have policemen stay in their cars because they know that they can be looked at 5 years later from a group of people that have not even there to see if they pulled the trigger at the right time.
Well, you talk about shootings. I mean, and I'm going to jump subjects on you. But why is it that you can have two firefighters shot down in Long Beach responding to a fire, and the fire was set specifically, and then when the firefighters arrived, one of the tenants started shooting at them. We have one dead, one injured. Why aren't we hearing that on the news? Why isn't that a big deal? Firefighters responding to a fire... Yeah. They're shot dead. Why is that not on national news every day?
It was in a retirement area.
Exactly.
The guy's 71 years old. He sets a fire and he starts shooting at these guys.
And we have a firefighter, a first responder who's, I'm aghast that we haven't heard it on the news. I mean, it was once blip, and now I've never seen it on national news. I've never seen it reported in the Record Searchlight.
No, I think it was. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, Charles, thanks a lot for getting us going.
2943.
Yeah.
I saw one. I mean, first of all, it seems like, you know, the people who should be, you know, speaking against this thing are, you know, kind of, you know, cowering in the corner somewhere. But there was this one person who's actually brave enough to post something. And he was saying how he thinks that the Supreme Court will overturn it. Well, he posted it back when Kennedy was still on the bench, and I'm thinking, okay. Well, I would hate to have to punt this thing to a Supreme Court with Anthony Kennedy on the bench.
Well, you know,
given how he ruled on the gay marriage question, but now that Kennedy's retired, that's a whole new ball game all by itself.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing is it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of months. This is going to be open for. I mean, we're going to have days.
God.
We're going to have days of great comments on this. Thanks a lot, Charles.
All right,
you bet. Hey,
you know that's a great subject because
who is going to be
brave enough to be the candidate for that appointment?
Well, I tell you what, every one of those people.
Oh my gosh!
I tell you what, there isn't a jurist at that level that's not willing to walk through fire with gasoline-soaked skivvies. For the shot to be on the Supreme Court. I'm not kidding you. They will do it because think of this. And especially, he's got two women in this group.
Yeah.
And they're both like in their early 40s.
I guess.
You know, and it's kind of like, oh. And then the guys he has, and they all are constitutionalists. Everybody goes, oh, they're conservative. No, they're constitutionalists. That means that they interpret the Constitution as the way it was written, not the way of today's society.
It is
not a living document that Oliver Wendell Holmes said.
That's it. You know, here's the deal. The liberals for years didn't want to look at precedent in any of the cases. No, you can't look back at the way other courts have decided issues about religion and guns and those things. So you can't use precedent. Now, they're all flipping around, coming out the other side, saying, you absolutely, the court has already decided, and therefore, precedent has been set, and they must stand for that, and they must not try to overturn any way that the court has ever found
before.
Well,
they're talking about Roe versus Wade, of course. But here's the thing is, watch every one of them, whether it was a liberal, whether it was the last lady that came on, what was her name? I should know this. Oh, my God.
On the Supreme Court,
Sotomayor. When they asked her, "How would you rule about this?" The Second Amendment. How would you rule? And know what she said? Oh, I don't know. I have not seen the case. And that's the way they answer. Of course, that's the way they have to answer because you know what? They can get into something that are so specific that they could say even the hardliners could say, well, you know what? I think the city can do this about guns, if it's so specific. But if you get into these big ones, they can't say how they're going to vote. And of course, you know, you have these senators going, no, they're going to tell us how they're going to vote. No, they're not.
Well, no, they're not. I mean, for heaven's sakes, even if you're running,
I wouldn't want them to.
But when you're running for elected office, and people come up and say, okay, this blah blah blah, how are you going to decide that? You're not supposed to make your decision until you have received all of the information, both sides of the argument, your staff report, your own common good sense, and every bit of information is before you, then you make your decision.
How can you make your decision before the lobbyist comes in with that briefcase full of cash? Before that lobbyist comes in and says, it may not be a real briefcase full of cash, but it's a checkbook that says, running, it's going to be a tough race here. You know, how are you going to vote for this $400,000 later?
Yeah.
Am I being too cynical here?
We would hope that that is not.
We're going to take a break here for the news. We come back. We're going to talk about legalizing marijuana right here in our town. We've got an expert on it. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Hamrath Thomason. He's getting closer. President Trump closing in on his pick. Sit on the U.S. Supreme Court.
A person familiar with his thinking says the president now has three top contenders to take Anthony Kennedy's seat. Federal appeals judges Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Ketledge. He's been working off a list of 25 candidates vetted by conservative groups and has interviewed seven so far ahead of an expected announcement Monday.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani. An anti-Trump protester who scaled the base of the Statue of Liberty yesterday is due in court today. The stunt forced evacuation of the statue. Many would-be visitors had to be turned away. It also risked the lives of rescuers who had to climb all the way up there to get the woman. President Trump on Twitter this morning urging OPEC members to pump more oil in a bid to help lower gas prices in the U.S. President also tweeting a demand that Congress, in his words, fix our insane immigration laws now. The Kremlin rails against allegations of involvement in a second poisoning in England involving a Russian nerve agent. There was a big cleanup after the first incident that almost killed an ex-Russian spy and his daughter back in March.
She is now raised that the massive cleanup effort that followed the sickening of the former Russian spy and his daughter failed to remove all of the substance from the region. Security Minister Ben Wallace says the working assumption is that the two are victims of the consequences of the earlier attack, but they were not directly targeted.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma in London. With more rain on the way, Thai rescuers racing to pump out water from a flooded cave before they can extract 12 boys and their soccer coach as safely as possible. Wall Street, the Dow's up a dozen points, NASDAQ 15 points higher, the S&P up almost 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Police investigating the deaths of 17 infants at a hospital in northwest England say they've widened their inquiry to include a second hospital.
In an interview with her local newspaper in 2013, Lucy Letby said she enjoyed nursing babies as she could see them progress and support their families. The photograph accompanying the article showed the children's nurse in uniform posing with a baby grow. Now the 28-year-old is under arrest on suspicion of murdering 8 infants and trying to kill another 6. The babies were all on the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital between March 2015 and July 2016.
That's the BBC's Judith Moritz. Norway says the number of asylum seekers from Turkey has increased noticeably in recent weeks. Officials say it will take time to process them because Oslo needs to check other countries' practices in similar cases. News and analysis at townhall.com. Flamboyant internet entrepreneur Kim.com and three of his colleagues have lost their latest bid to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face criminal charges.
New Zealand's Court of Appeal has upheld earlier court rulings that the men were eligible to be handed over to U.S. authorities.
The decision comes more than 6 years after U.S. authorities shut down .com's file-sharing website, Mega Upload. Authorities also filed charges of conspiracy, racketeering, and money laundering against the men. If found guilty, they could face decades in prison.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Jaguar Land Rover issuing a stark warning on Brexit. The automaker says it will reconsider $106 billion of investment in the UK if the government fails to negotiate a deal that protects free trade with the European Union. The comments follow similar warnings from BMW and Airbus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of July, 2018, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, an expanded walk-in humidor. Same great customer service, open 7 days a week there. And, of course, Bad Bob's here, and then Trish Clark. It's Thursday, Trish, my Trish girl.
I have Thursday mornings. It's always a great time, and it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading.
Going for it.
Oh, looking for 92 today as a high and low of 67. On Friday, a high of 92 and a low of 65. Saturday, up to 98, low of 69. Sunny Sunday, we're going to go back up to the 100-degree mark. And Monday, 101, and all next week into the 102, but low hundreds, and we're going to have a few days of respite here. And boy, it was a balmy little like 50s in the, this morning, and it was marvelous as I was coming in.
It's coming out.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I wonder if, because we pretty much cue the line here, the FCC. You know, every so often I want to say something, and I think about it, and people are going to go, "Did he say that?
Yeah,
did he really say that?"
Generally speaking, if you're thinking, "Should I say that?" Don't.
It wasn't hyphenated. It wasn't a bad word. It didn't have anything to do with sex or anything like that. But I was just thinking about it. You know, it's 59 degrees. You know, I mean, do you...
Community standards, girl.
Okay. I've noticed that community standards have changed since I've lived here. Do you think it's because of me?
A lot of things have changed.
And you know what? And we're talking to our next guest. Is one of the people that we talk about change, and I can't think of a better person. I don't know why it's taken me so long to find Jamie Garzo. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on.
And you go, Jamie is I guess you could say, is associated with the marijuana industry.
I am definitely associated. Right? Yes, I am deeply involved in the cannabis industry.
Cannabis. Okay. All right, Jamie, tell us a little bit about you.
Because sure.
Because one of the things, and I want to get into where you were in 2015 and all these. So tell us about Jamie.
Sure. So I'm going to go back just to really about 2008 and 9. And that's when I really discovered cannabis as a relief to my insomnia. You know, I didn't grow up around cannabis. I'm not a heritage cannabis industry person, meaning, my parents didn't grow it. They weren't, you know, hippies and I didn't smoke it at all through high school. It was like, you know, that one time in the college dorm room. And I used it very, very infrequently until about my mid-30s. And that's when I was working as a community relations representative for PG&E. And I started to kind of wake.
That would cause people insomnia right there.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, especially right now, right?
Oh,
yeah. So this was a new thing. And after trying several over-the-counter remedies and prescription drugs, a friend of mine said, you know, you should try cannabis. I said, I don't smoke. I don't really care for that. And they said, no, try the edibles. It has a different effect on your body. So I did, and it was great. I was able to actually sleep through the night and wake up feeling like me, not like I consumed.
So what
drug.
Kind of an edible?
At the time it was, you know, like a brownie. I mean, like the proverbial brownie, right?
The old brownies. Okay.
Because at the time the edible products were
Limited.
Very, very limited. It was, you know, nothing of any sophistication was out there. That's changed vastly, and I'm sure mm-hmm. we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
But so what I found was, you know, I was able to get my medical recommendation, and I went to a couple of retailers, not just in the area, because Reading did have a couple open at the time, but I went to some elsewhere. And what I found was, by and large, they were really focused around the cannabis lifestyle, the stoner lifestyle. And that's fine. There's certainly a need for that, but it wasn't all-encompassing. It wasn't just kind of normalized or regular. And I saw an opportunity to create an establishment that didn't really exist yet, like catering to a market that existed but maybe wasn't being touched. So when I opened my retail establishment, 530 Cannabis, back in 2009, I set out to do it differently. And
2009?
Yeah. So wow.
In the city of Shasta Lake?
In the city of Shasta Lake. Yeah. And so we've been locally compliant the entire time. In fact, we are the mm-hmm. longest standing, the oldest retailer from Sacramento to Oregon that's been compliant the entire time of its operation. And so that was my vision behind creating 530 Cannabis, was an organization and an establishment that anybody from any race, creed, income demographic, age demographic could walk in and just feel like, oh, this is normal. It's just
it's like a store.
Exactly. It's like a store. And I hesitate
and
to
I
say
mean,
it's...
I mean that's in, yeah. in such a way that as you'd walk into...
Target.
It's just regular. And almost
pharmacy or someplace like that. It's got different things on the walls. So you felt welcome. You didn't feel like, oh, this is strange.
It wasn't... I didn't want it geared towards any specific group or yeah. any specific lifestyle. I just wanted it to
no
be...
No psychedelic stuff
no,
on the
no,
walls.
No, not at all. You know, and I don't... You know, for those that, yeah. that don't know me, I don't have dreads. I don't have... You know, I don't wear a lot of tie-dye, so I don't fit the stereotype.
Very nice-looking blonde lady.
Oh, thank you.
If Janie walked in, you would think that she's representing a business firm, or you're a banker, if I could say that. You know, not that, you know, I mean, because you come across strictly, well, as a business, as a business person.
Doing the black dress thing.
Yeah, yeah. With the black, I mean, well, but it is, but, you know, because people do have a tendency, because they remember the stoner days. Back there with people with the dreadlocks and, you know, psychedelic posters, and you walk in and you go, hey, man.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Absolutely not. But it's also limiting. And so I wanted to create something that was more welcoming and just that, you know, more universal. And I mm-hmm. hesitate to say, but it's almost plain in some ways. But again, I do feel that it's
a storefront.
It's a storefront. And then along the way, I found myself getting involved in, you know, a little bit of politics and advocacy work and you know, things that I never thought that this path would take me to, or that this adventure would be that would be included in this adventure. But
that's a buzzing phone, by the way, if you heard
I'm going to put it on vibrate. I apologize.
No,
I turned the volume off,
okay.
But not the buzzer.
That's all right.
So that was my intent, and it's evolved, you know, so drastically from where it started. And then along the way, we've had some amazing changes at the state level,
wow.
the local level,
have we?
And now we're just waiting for the federal level.
Well, okay, we're here with Jamie Garzol, and who owns the 530, and has had that since 2009. She comes from a background of business and customer service. Now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how when you were part of the cannabis industry in the sense of going down, and I hate to use the word, what's the one we were
talking about? Lobby.
But you kind of were. You were a lobbyist down there when they were trying to come together with how to get their arms around the selling of marijuana at state level.
Yeah, so let me clarify, because
okay.
I know you have some political listeners. I am not and was not a registered lobbyist.
Right.
I was definitely an advocate, and I was involved
okay.
on the policy side, just to be clear.
Okay.
But I was an industry advocate and an industry representative,
than a registered lobbyist.
Yeah, because, you know, we use the word lobbyist, and most of the time Trish spits after she says it. So you're not
well,
like that.
It's a nuanced distinction, but, you know, for those of your listeners who are savvy.
I understand. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're going to buy jewelry, why not at Four Winds, one of the few full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's where Trish and Linda hang out.
Absolutely. Like, they have great estate jewelry, lovely
she keeps
pieces.
Saying, she says, she keeps telling me, she says, why aren't you going to go on that shooting school down in Nevada?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, I don't know, because it always costs me a lot of money. She says, well, don't buy anything down there. I said, it's not what I'm talking about, hon.
I go to the gun store. You go to the jewelry store.
Never can have too many guns or too many
diamonds. Too many diamonds or too many guns.
There
you
go.
That's right.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Jamie Garzal.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-456.
Bob's pulling out the 60s music. Welcome back to Creep Eye Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of July. 65 degrees going up to 92 today. This portion of the show brought to us by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. She's going to come over and talk to you about what's right for your household. Give her a call at 226-8350. Or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. But just remember, there is no place like home. That's where your loved ones will be the happiest. Trish and I are here, and we're with Jamie Garzal, who owns the 530 Cannabis Store in the city of Shasta Lake, has put in to buy a place down here in Reading, I believe,
so
or to open a store.
I'm I am in the running.
In the
I guess you would say I am one of 18 applicants who is trying for a store in Reading. There's that's a big field. So I've given it my best shot, and we'll see what the city has.
And how many are they going to put in?
I'm not sure. They've limited it at 10, but they've also indicated that they plan on issuing far fewer than that. So I don't know if that's changed since they have so many to choose from. But, hopefully we'll know in a couple weeks. I'm not sure.
And the thing, too, is that, if they find – I'm sure it has to do with control and all these other things, and then they can go up, too, or down. Okay, Jamie, in 2015, when the state was looking at legalizing cannabis, you became part of a committee there to help guide the
advocate and educate.
Yeah, so starting really in 2014, we saw a couple of bills working their way through Sacramento. There was one on the Assembly side, one on the Senate side, and they both died. I think the appropriations death. But it was actually the first time that we'd seen the legislature get serious about regulating cannabis since Prop 215 was passed in 1996. And so from the industry side, we were all kind of thinking that 2015 was going to be the year, and indeed it was. And so very early on at the beginning of the legislative session, I advocated with the California Growers Association. I am a founding member. And the California Growers are a trade association that represents small independent cannabis operators, from retailers to manufacturers to growers. And so it was important that if the legislature were going to tackle this and to really do this, that the industry have a voice and not just, have the conversation driven by law enforcement, who'd been the taking the lead on this. A couple of the bills the previous year had been sponsored by the Police Chiefs Association. And so, and certainly they have a place at the table and they have a voice, absolutely, but it would be a one-sided conversation if the industry were not there as well. So through California Growers, I got very active in that process, and there were a handful of bills and at the beginning, and as happens through the legislative session, they get dwindled down. And so at the end of 2015, the legislature passed a package of bills that became the medical at the time it was the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act, and that was two Assembly bills and one Senate bill. And that's what actually was the foundation for regulating what was medical cannabis only in the state of California. And the legislature took a very different approach from other states. That package of bills has been called the most thoughtful, robust, balanced piece of cannabis legislation in the country. And then that, of course, became the foundation for Prop 64. So we've through trailer bills last year, we've kind of blended and merged what the legislature did in 2015, what the voters approved in 2016, and now we have a regulated framework for cannabis in California.
Because, as they found in the Colorado, they left a lot of gaps in that one, and then Oregon and Washington. So you believe that learning from their mistakes that you're able to get your arms around this then?
Yes, and I think something that California did differently that is worth pointing out, they did differently than other states, is where Oregon and Colorado created a new agency to regulate all aspects of the cannabis industry. California took a different approach, and they said, well, if cannabis is a plant and it grows in the ground and it produces something, we already have an agency that deals with that because that's agriculture. So they tasked California Department of Food and Agriculture with regulating the cultivation portion. Similarly, if it's a food item or any spinoff of that, we already have an agency that deals with that. That's the California Department of Public Health. And so that agency is tasked with regulating the manufactured items. And then if you're talking about consumer-facing activities, well, again, we have an agency that deals with that. That's the Department of Consumer Affairs. So as a bureau of the Department of Consumer Affairs, California created the Bureau of Cannabis Control. And that's the only new agency that was created. And they deal with retailers, labs, distributors, and microbusiness. So depending on what you're engaged in, it's a different agency, and that's very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have questions for Jamie, please give us a call at 605-4567. It sounds like they're starting. Okay, Jamie, I'm hearing, and I'm not trying to jump around on this thing. When the Reading has put in for has opened it up after watching the city of Shasta Lake, who seems to be doing well in it. But they have, I think, three over there, four, three?
Yes, there are three.
Okay, so they've come up with all these rules, and just to get a license and to put in for the to be able to sell in Redding, it comes up to like $60,000+. It's by the time you pay for the state and then the $20,000+ and that.
That's correct. It is. There is a financial burden to regulation, and it's there. And you know, we'll make it work, but it is expensive.
The city of Redding, Barry Tippin was on, and I asked him about this. Is this the cash cow? And he goes, no, I don't think it will be. He says maybe $800,000 to $1 million, depending on looking at the city of Shasta Lake. He says, yes, that is going to help pay for, you know, a couple more police or something. The thing that comes out of Colorado, Washington, Oregon is that people, when they make money, or when the tax money ends up taking care of people who are now being affected by cannabis. Is that true?
You know, I appreciate that perspective, but that's something that I definitely disagree with. I think that, you know, let's not forget that simply because we as a state or the city of Redding is choosing to regulate this now, doesn't mean that cannabis has just suddenly arrived. Cannabis has been here. And so, you know, I don't know that we can make that statement. At least that's not my perspective, and that's not been my experience. Okay. I think that there are some other things that we need to look at seriously, and developing a per se limit for driving under the influence of cannabis is one of those things. Right now, there's no measurable way to detect if somebody is.
It's very subjective.
Well, because there's exposure and there's impairment, and those are two different things. Yeah. So first of all, realizing that you can be exposed to cannabis, meaning I smoked a joint last night, which I didn't because I don't smoke, but you know, just saying, I smoked a joint last night, which would mean I'm exposed. THC would show up in my bloodstream, but I'm not impaired the next morning, right? So how do you make that distinction?
Well, this is one of the things in the Marine Corps, is that stuff would show up in our tests are pretty good, so show up 30, 40, 50 days later if they smoked marijuana, and we could use it. Because everybody knows in the Marine Corps you're not supposed to smoke that. On the other hand, we took it into the fact, too, if you were a junior Marine and you smoked it, you got another chance. That was your last chance. You know, you smoked it, don't ever do that again. But if you were a NCO or a staff NCO or an officer and it came up in your system, that was it. You're finished. But you're right, because this stuff, they could have smoked it 30 days ago on leave. And when we got tested, it has no effect on them anymore, but it's still in their system.
Right, and so that is something that needs to be addressed, and some of the money does need to be spent on. And again, this is not a problem that's unique to California. This is a national, global problem. And so there may be things like that we need to address and spend tax revenue on. But I don't think that simply because we now have this legalized that there's going to be more people that need treatment for it.
Well, I've got somebody I think is going to maybe disagree with you on this. Officer Joe, good morning. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Jamie. So, Carl, you had Barry on the other day, and Barry said we were going to make $1 million off it.
Well, he said
at the next city council meeting they downgraded that, and staff said we're going to make $750,000 on it, and there was no provision of that money going for police or fire. So that was disingenuous on Tippin's
Well, he said he thought between $800,000 to $1 million, and so.
And then he said, well, you know, that's going to hire, you know, policemen and firemen. That it's the money's going to go into the general fund. So,
which is where they pay for police officers.
I'm sorry.
They pay for police officers out of the general fund.
They do, but whether that's going to actually be earmarked.
It is earmarked, but it hasn't been eliminated that they can't use it out for that either.
That's right, Trish. Now we tried for a 2-nanogram limit as a per se here in California, and that was supported by the California District Attorneys Association, and the potrepreneurs fought it tooth and nail, and they thought that maybe 5-nanogram would be acceptable, but there was the argument about, you know, well, it stays in your system, and when are you going to be intoxicated? And I have been screaming my bloody voice off to have Jamie and have everybody from city council, let all of them come to a DUI probation class and let them see the real effects of what more marijuana does to our community. I just got back from West Valley High. where we did the every 15-minute program out there, and now 80% of the student population is saying that they use marijuana recreationally, and somewhere between 15 and 20% of that population is using is considered the stoner population. In other words, they're using cannabis products on a regular basis every single day. And we're not talking about 3 to 4% THC. We're talking about 30-plus percent THC in the bud and up to 90, even close to 100% in pure marijuana in THC oil. So we don't know as large-scale society what's going to be happening in the next 5 years. We do know this. We know that 1 out of 8 California teens now drives with THC in their system under the influence. We do know that it's approaching 25% of California females, 15 to 24, have THC in their system, and by default, their unborn child. So we as a society are going to pay for that. And, you know, I see that people like Jamie, who are on the front lines of this, getting into this business, I see her as being taken over pretty quickly by the big marijuana money. Now, Jamie's going to become a millionaire getting there, but she's going to get taken over. And I see Monsanto and ConAgra and Philip Morris taking it all over. And for me, on the other side as a police officer, that can't come too soon, because we see that the black market marijuana is still going to be here. It's just going to be as voracious as it is right now. And people like Jamie are probably going to get bowled over. And I'd love to hear her response.
Okay, Joe, you know, here's like 12 questions I had written down also. So I'm glad you put them into a very well-structured sentences here. So thanks a lot, Joe.
Let's give Jamie a chance to answer that.
But we're going
to
take a quick break before we do. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for the most complete CCW training or more, go to usgunpro.com or call Ted Leidy at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Jamie Garzel.
Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, and my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on the weed." He said, "Let me give it a try."
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Do you love country music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked, plus Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music.
I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene.
A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Trash it, change it, mail upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, Friday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Thursday, Trish Clark is here. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 5th of July, 2018. 65 degrees, going up to 92 today. Hazy, watch out for that smoke coming up from the south. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And if you haven't had your hair cut lately, you got to head on down to Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. They were here, Trish and I are here with Jamie Garzon, who owns the 530 store down in Shasta Lake, or north of, I guess it would be up in the city of Shasta Lake. And, of course, it's marijuana edibles, the flower, the edibles, the oils, and all this. She treats it strictly as a business concern, as you should. She's been involved in the cannabis industry 2008-09 when you first started because you were having insomnia, and somebody in and didn't want to be on drugs, and so, well, I mean, pharmaceutical drugs, yes. Let me put it that way. Somebody said to try cannabis, and back then, the only edibles, because you don't smoke, was a brownie. Mm-hmm. But it worked.
That's correct.
That kind of introduced you to it.
And after we get through to answering the question from Officer Joe, I really want to get into what happens when you walk into your store and what is available and what's legal to purchase from the man off the street.
Sure.
Well, so then I want to talk about the financial side of it. But Officer Joe had a bunch of things he said and about big business coming in, about nanograms and all these things, and how many kids are on this stuff. So, Jamie.
Sure. So, you know, when we were off air, I said this to you, and yeah. It came as quite of a surprise. But I don't disagree with the things that Officer Joe stated. I think that with regard to most of those, he and I are actually on the same side. And I would like to point out for the listeners that, you know, I actually worked on the opposition campaign for Prop 64. While I support legalization in concept, I did not like the way that Prop 64 was written. I didn't like some of the things that were in that initiative. It was, for a lot of reasons, that's a whole other conversation.
That's interesting.
But it was too much too soon. I did. I was active in the opposition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I wanted the state to get their arms around what the legislature did in 2015. You know, we've had this industry here. Let's regulate the medical side. Let's get that system up
under
and running.
Control.
And then let's tackle legalization. It wasn't that I disagree with legalization again in theory, but it was too much too soon. I believe in the process. I respect the will of the voters, and here we are today. So just for what that's worth. But, you know, going back to Officer Joe, I don't disagree. It cannabis consumption and cannabis access to minors is not okay, and there is too much of it. So, again, something I did say during the break, I think that it's difficult as a state and as a community at large to have these conversations when, up until 2016, this industry has not been recognized or legitimized. Now that it's here, I think that provides a pathway for real conversation about youth prevention. How do we address this? It's not okay that kids are going to school with any amount, any nanograms. They should have zero nanograms in their blood.
No,
they
just
should
like
not
alcohol
have
or anything
this.
Else.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I would love to be part of that solution, and that is part of that.
Well, and one of the points you made in the break is that there's a parenting issue here. That those kids coming in, there's got to be some parental control along with that. They're getting it in their home, that's a whole other issue rather than legalized marijuana.
Right. So there is a parenting component that goes along with this, and that's the harder thing for me to say because it can be perceived that I'm passing the buck, and I'm not. But I think that there's responsibility in a lot of different areas. There's responsibility on the part of the industry, on the part of the parents. How do we collectively come up with solutions so that we don't have children
It'll be interesting,
getting
Jamie,
high?
Has the city approached you about helping them with these things?
The city
because
of Reading?
The city of Reading is...
No, because
they're talking
I don't
about
have a
they're
license.
Going. Well, I know, but you are an expert. And the city of Reading talks about every one of the city council that sits in here. Oh no, you know what? This is to be able to control marijuana. And after I finished rolling on the floor laughing at them, I said, "Well, how are you going to do that?" Well, we're going to come up with a plan. Well, I would think if somebody would know a plan or know more about marijuana than anybody else, it would be Jamie. So that's why I'm asking is what kind of plan can it be that 25% of the kids down in West Valley show up every day, you know, with marijuana in their system? 25% is what Officer Joe says. So that means that every day that they're smoking it and they're getting it from someplace because they're 16, 15, 14. So what kind of plan would that be?
So I don't know that that exists yet, but what I am hopeful about.
A plan
about,
is it?
I think there will be, and this is what I mean is that right now the city of Reading has just started permitting other activities,
right.
Cultivation, manufacturing,
right.
and they probably in the next couple of weeks will release the list of names of the people that have received retail licenses. So once Reading has that group of local industry,
mm-hmm.
then they can start the conversation about how does the city and the local industry work together to come up with some of those solutions that I think we so desperately need and want. I hope I get to be part of that conversation. I don't know, but I think regardless of whether it's me or other operators that I hope that happens. And I think that, you know, we can't really do it now because the industry doesn't really exist yet. It's too early.
Right.
But here in a couple of weeks, we can actually start that conversation.
You know, Jamie, let's talk about the financial side of this. What I've read and what we talked about before the show was that there's so many restrictions, like you can't put money in the bank because it's illegal.
What do you
to
do with
money.
Your daily routine?
Yeah, I mean, and then you can't if you don't have a bank, can't write checks, I guess, unless you find another way of doing it. And all the things like the government won't let you write off anything or most everything. And this has always been a question I think a lot of people, what do you do with this stuff? It's not underneath your mattress.
No, it's not. It's not. Certainly not. But I think, you know, I thank you for asking the questions and opening this part of the conversation, because I want to take this opportunity to dispel, I think, some myths that, mm-hmm. that surround, certainly my store. And
that
that's
you're,
the,
that
you're
and filling that's up the, your SUV with cash.
Exactly.
Every night.
That's it. You know, somewhere in the back, you know, there's this vault with, you know, stacks of hundreds to the ceiling, and that simply is not the case. And so I want to remind people that this is a business. It's an expensive business to run. And so, you know, you asked about daily receipts, and so and I sell a product. This is a product based business that I run. So as soon as the revenue comes in on a daily basis, you know, about 60%+ of that immediately has to go back out to replenish my store, to replenish my shelves. So and then the other portion, I have employees to pay, I have insurance policies to pay for. There's a very, very long list of expenses. And yes, a lot of those expenses are paid in cash, but it is a revolving door. The money is not stacking up despite what some people may think. It's like any other business. And you look at some businesses that operate on very small margins, 5%. You know, we're not far from that. So it goes as quickly as it comes in, and that's my point. It's still a problem. I cannot tell you how much I look forward to the day when the federal government does something as far
You can't write anything off, can you?
So California, what you're referring to is IRS tax code 280E, mm-hmm. that states that quote-unquote drug trafficking enterprises may not take standardized business deductions. And so that does apply to cannabis industries. California, we have some case law that has said a little bit different, and we are allowed some deductions, but it's still very, very punitive, and it's a problem. So not just, you know, legalization or the end of federal prohibition for banking's sake, but also relief from really an unfair mm-hmm. tax code.
Okay. I don't know. I found this very interesting. You know what? Let's take a quick break and come back. And so when you walk into Jamie's store.
Have a store in City Chester like now.
And what do you see there? Now, and I would just say this. I've had friends that military veterans, and I bet you see a lot of veterans for some reason.
Yes.
And because a lot of them, you know, what after living the lives we've lived, you know, it's you get beat up or you get shot or something like this, and there's certain pain things that come up. And somebody told me about some of the
ointments
and salves that you have that one man said it just absolutely fixed the knee problem he was having and the pain he was having. I found that very, and this is a street shooter. He's not somebody, you know, this psychologically it fixed him. It fixed or really helped him a lot.
So not just veterans, you know, a large sector of our customer base are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of the most interesting things that came with legalization starting in January was this influx of new consumers, new customers that are senior citizens, couples coming in together, little ladies coming in together, and they're shopping technically as a recreational customer, but they're buying the medical products, they're buying the topicals that are not recreational. They don't get you high. You don't get any sort of a high from a cream. And so it was this new customer that I never saw coming. The you know, truly recreational, but then also truly medical. And so it's not just the veterans. It's not just the seniors.
Right.
Seniors. It's actually the creams we sell probably more to men because you guys are really hard on your body. You play sports. You do construction.
I actually had somebody here in town that helps people with, you know, like I don't want to get any closer than that, but they gave me a cream, but it smelled so much like marijuana. It was just like, well, you know what? Okay, so it was rubbed on me. But when I got in my car, I'm like, whoa. I mean, but it was, you know, of course, you don't get high from it. But it was But the aroma was so strong. And she said, I think I'm going to try to find other kinds that don't have that smell.
Yeah, so the product lines are vastly more sophisticated now.
Okay.
And they're they're not like that. In fact, oftentimes they have a very pleasing citrus aroma or kind of a light menthol aroma. So you're not going to leave.
Okay, let's take this break. And here's the I know you want to talk about that. The other thing I want to talk about is the big companies. Because when I first moved here, I heard that Philip Morris had bought like 5,000 acres in California 12 years ago because they saw it coming.
I heard that rumor, too.
Did you hear that rumor, too?
I did.
Did you find the land?
Anyway,
no.
We're here with Jamie
Garzo.
Yeah, I know. I don't have my glasses on. I think I remember it, though. You know what? I'm not sure what it was. Maybe I smoked too much when I was a kid. We'll be right back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you.
Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, studios at KCNR 1460, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, looks like it's going to be 92 today. The rest of the week's going to maybe heat up a little bit more. Weather report's brought to you by, yeah, that was a good weather report. Yeah, it's going to be probably 92 today, and the rest of the week is going to be hotter.
Like hot.
Yeah.
Up to 100 by the end of the week.
Bob gave it, that was his favorite, that was his famous weather report. Bob, what's it look like? Hot. That's all we had to say. Don't leave anything live in your car.
Well, and it, the other thing I really want to point out is that it is hazy. There is smoke out there.
There is.
And we need to be aware. Bad for your lungs.
It is.
Don't be outside too much.
They're warning that fires from the south blowing up here. Okay. We're here with Jamie Garzo, and she is the...
I'm just going to say, on a subject that needs 3.5 hours to even begin to...
But Jamie,
now that you've met us,
Jamie's more than willing to come back.
Absolutely.
So she said. Because there is a lot of things as we get closer about, you know, the programs and this. Okay, two big questions. One, because... marijuana is being taxed like they do in Europe, the value-added tax. They get it. They get you while it's growing. They get it while you transport. They get it while you sell it. And who knows what else they're going to tax. The cost of marijuana, do you think it's going to go up then?
So I do think that we will see an initial price increase. We've already started to see that with some of the financial impacts to regulation. And then I think that if you look at other states, you see that it's done exactly that. It's gone up, and then it's dropped off dramatically. Where I think that we may not see that tapering off in California has to do with the taxes that we've imposed on the cultivator. Mm-hmm. So California has some pretty significant taxes at the very, very first link in the supply chain on to the growers. And so if that is at such a threshold, and where it is today, I don't know that you are able to see that dropping off possibly the way that we've seen in other states. Again, time will tell. But certainly that is something to be cognizant of as we go forward and as we fully flesh out regulation, both at the state level and the local level, because there is a tipping point. There is a threshold where when the taxes get too much, then customers divert to the illicit market.
That was the second part of this.
Right.
Is that, then you got the black market guy on the corner grows his 20 plants illegally out there, killing all the rodents, killing everything around it. Now he's selling it for half price. Because he doesn't have the overhead.
Correct.
So do you see that coming?
So I think that's, again, until we see the end of federal prohibition, then that's going to be something we have to watch. But, you know, there's operators like myself. There's growers that I know that are embracing the regulated market, and we have to get these people up and running. We have to provide that pathway. That's one of the ways that you reduce the illicit market, is you provide a pathway to the regulated activity on one side, and then you can, you know,
start to get rid of the illicit market, the illicit activity on the other side. Part of what has not happened, or we haven't had in California up until right now, is a very bright line between what is illicit activity and what is commercial, legitimate commercial activity, with some exceptions. Like, obviously, I think the grows that are happening in on our public land and just destroying those beautiful resources that we have, those are obviously illegal.
Illegal.
But when you talk about activities that look similar to mine, it hasn't been easy for law enforcement to distinguish. So now that we have the state mm-hmm. online with this, we have state licenses, it's relatively easy. Do you have a state license or not? Can you produce a state license? If you can't, then you are unlicensed.
Right.
Exactly. So, but then, you know, how do we start enforcing against those operators?
Right.
We don't have the revenue right now. So, you know, a good example is what's happening in Redding. Redding has some unlicensed delivery services. They are not licensed by the state of California, but they're operating. And so as Redding comes online, they will have legitimate operators and they will have potentially some illicit operators. So hopefully some of the revenue that comes in.
They're using Uber to deliver marijuana.
Yeah, or something similar.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's not so much here, but I think it's definitely in the bigger cities.
Let me move through. We only have like 5 minutes left, and I want to have time to talk about what happens when you walk in here. A big business coming in, taking over.
That is a concern. And so one of the things that the state of California did, and because they have that concern, and this is actually one of the other reasons I was against Prop 64, is there are cultivation tiers where they put caps on the size of the canopy. And right now it's at an acre. There is a license type that is really unlimited. And so that would set up for, you know, hundreds of acres of Monsanto grown cannabis. But there's also a check in there where the state can, and in fact it's a shall in statute, they shall limit the number of unlimited grows.
Right.
That sounds awkward.
No, what you're saying is they're going to limit the number of the Monsantos, the Philip Morrises, and all that to maybe what, but we don't know what that number
correct.
Is. But they could each have like a couple thousand acres of it, right?
Yes, and there is a loophole that exists today where even though we have a cap at an acre, the state law does allow operators to stack those licenses. And that was one of the things that came with Prop 64. Yes.
So
you have to apply for all of those multiple licenses, and there's fees and there's applications. So it's burdensome.
They cannot have 1,000 acres, or they can. I wasn't clear on that.
So it's a little confusing. Right now, you can't go to Department of Food and Ag and say, I want a license for 1,000 acres.
Okay.
You would have to apply for 1,000 licenses at 1 acre. So it's achievable. And it's theoretically
hard.
Possible, but it's also a problem. Now, it's happening at a smaller level. I think there's someone in, I think Santa Barbara has been issued 80 some licenses. So it's happening, but it's not quite at the, macro ag level. It's not at the industrial level.
It's just
level.
A matter of time.
It is, hopefully the state gets a little more aggressive about restricting that activity. And
when people walk into your store.
What do I need a license to buy? What can I come in and just as a you're legal City of Shasta Lake. So I just walk into the store. What can I buy?
So you're going to walk in, and the first thing you will notice is there's a check-in counter, very similar to what you would find in any office, doctor's office. And then there's a waiting area. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to check in, and the person behind that desk is going to ask for your ID. That's the first of a couple of ID checkpoints. So if you are over the age of 21, 21 or older.
I have to prove that. Not to vote, but to come in and buy cannabis.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So we will ask for your ID. Everybody that comes in should be prepared to show it twice. And then depending on how busy we are, you will be either escorted into the back to start your shopping experience, or you will be asked to have a seat and wait until it's your turn. And some days are busier than others. So, if you don't want a crowd, don't come on Fridays.
You have to take turns to go in?
Yes, because we do control traffic.
Because
it's
controlled.
Just,
okay. Mm-hmm. I got it.
And that's for several reasons.
Yeah.
But we also really want you to have a personal shopping experience, and so we're going to make you wait until somebody's available to help you. A lot of people that come in the first time, you're going to have a lot of questions. We don't just, you know, kind of turn you over to your own devices, but we also don't hover. So, but we really believe in consultation and helping you and matching you with the best and appropriate cannabis products for your needs that day, knowing that those needs may change. But it's definitely interactive.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Carl, I believe that you've got a great resource here by inviting Jamie to the studios. I think we need to do this again.
I think we do. There's a lot of questions.
I wasn't in support of legalizing marijuana. I don't like the process of giving that access more readily just because it's here. Okay, well, we can't fight it. Just let everybody have it. And I really oppose that.
But
it is here. You're right. I think it's important we understand it.
We need to understand it because then there was a bunch of misconceptions that we had that I think Jamie has cleared up. But it's just the beginning of a long – it's the beginning of a long relationship.
It's a huge conversation. I mean, we haven't talked about several subjects, and I would love to come back, and I welcome and appreciate the opportunity. So,
of course,
and I know we have to go. So, I just want to say thank you for having me on, and thank you to the listeners for listening.
What's your address up
there
in
City? We're at 1550 Locust Avenue. We're right on the corner of Shasta-Dan Boulevard, and we are open 7 days a week.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow Congressman Doug LaMoffa will join us. So, we have a lot of questions for Doug here tomorrow too. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco.